And what about crimes? Can parents be responsible?
If the child has committed a crime, parents are usually not responsible themselves. However, a parent can be held criminally responsible if they plan, advise, help, or encourage the child to commit the crime, or even if they hide the child or evidence after the fact. In these cases, parents have become involved in the crime, and then, of course, they too can be accused. If this is not the case, then parents are usually not criminally responsible, but they can be civilly responsible. So again, I'll give an example. So a teen breaks a window to get into someone's house to steal something. The teen is charged with breaking and entering. Yet the owner of the house still has a broken window. So who pays for the repairs? The teen's parents might be ordered by a judge to compensate the victim by paying for the repairs. As we have already discussed, again, to avoid pain, the parents must prove that they supervised and educated their child as required by the law.
And when are children responsible for their own crimes?
Some may believe that being under the age of 18 exempts them from being arrested by the police, although this is false. So youth between the ages of 12 and 17 are held criminally responsible for their actions. However, these youths are not treated the same as adults. As a general rule, crimes committed by minor children are dealt with under the Criminal Justice Act, taking into account the child's level of understanding and the seriousness of his act. Youth are also treated differently in the criminal procedure. For example, when a youth is convicted of committing a crime, his name isn't published. So this is done to protect the youth. If the youth's identity is not protected, he might find it difficult to return back to the community or even have an ability to move forward. So if there is a report in the paper about the crime, usually the youth's name would be abbreviated to just his initials, for example. However, if the youth has committed a very serious crime, like that of murder, he might be treated as an adult in court, and then that's to say that his name would actually be published. But again, it's always a case-by-case instance, and it would have to be unique.
Well, thank you very much, Angela, for all this information regarding the rights of children. And we look forward to more topics, of course, from the Centre de Justice de Proximité Côte Nord, CJPCN.
Thank you.
And that was Angela Morancy of the Côte Nord Legal Centre giving valuable legal advice to our listeners. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc-Sablanc.